This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Fury is the best tank movie ever made. It is the citizen tank movie. It's really, you got to believe that writer-director Ayer said to himself after he finished up and the brilliant end of Watch, which also had Michael Peña and Jake Gyllenhaal in it, and said to himself while watching Das Boot at like 3 a.m. one time, said, you know, this German movie that's like 3 hours long that takes place entirely on a submarine, what if we did that from the Ally perspective and set it inside of a tank? And that's what we have with Fury. We've got Brad Pitt, and aside from one scene in a little village that lasts for only a few minutes, the entire movie really takes place inside of a tank. And it answers the question once and for all, what's it like to live in a tank in the winter while fighting Nazis? And the definitive answer is it's not very fun. So the one of the interesting things of the movie, there's a sequence where the soldiers are with some German women, and for a moment you almost think that Brad Pitt's going to be magnanimous and not take advantage of power. And basically, the term rape, sexual assault, abuse of power, something like that comes to mind. And there's it's a Hollywood tradition of casting soldiers as good guys and not who don't take advantage of the local women. That's not the case here, although they are able to do it in a way that doesn't make Brad Pitt's character totally unlikable and is somewhat believable. That there is there are degrees of, I guess, of violation and violence. And the whole movie spends its time sort of parsing out those degrees of violence and morality. There's really no moral choice here. It's just a question of how amoral you want to be, how personal you want to be with murdering and fighting for your country against Nazis. So it's a good sequence where Brad Pitt basically puts a gun in the kid's hand and says, you're going to kill this Nazi or he's going to kill you. And really the audience plays the role of the kid, and you get to live in the tank and have Brad Pitt be your sergeant. And when you come out, you basically have PTSD.